Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
An exotic Eurasian lynx from Europe has made national news after it was wandering Long Island, New York. Here's a woman from the news talking about what happened after they were able to find and secure the cat.
I was so happy, you know, that they found it safe and sound. I'm an animal lover. I'm partial to cats. It's not an everyday you see an exotic cat.
It's not.
Is she in a helium tank?
No, just loves cats.
Okay.
And here is the vet that took care of the Eurasian lynx once it was brought to her.
After a few hours, it seemed friendly. It was interesting because it was putting its head up against the cage, almost like it wanted you to pet him. Needless to say, hours later, it is not so friendly anymore. It's angry, it's hissing, it's swatting. It's doing what you would expect a wild cat to do.
I mean, that cat was laying a trap. Uh-huh. Get closer.
Uh-huh.
I'll take care of you.
So the big question that everyone is still asking across the country is, how did it get to America? Luckily, we knew exactly what to do. Welcome to Uncover, the Anna and Raven Mystery Cat Series podcast. Funding for this podcast is in thanks to absolutely no one. No one wants to invest in our cat mystery podcast. How did an elusive exotic cat from Europe end up in America on Long Island?
It started with a video that went viral. An almost unbelievable sight. A Eurasian lynx wandering a suburban town. Lost. Hungry. On the prowl.
I was sitting in my toilet and cracked the window and I saw it eating my garbage in the driveway. At first I thought it was a giant leopard-spotted rat, but then I immediately knew it was a Eurasian lynx.
But how did it get there? Detective producer John.
Our best guess is time travel or the upside down like on Stranger Things. It very much resembles the scene in Back to the Future where they climb into the DeLorean and go 88 miles per hour.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
It was determined that time travel was the most plausible explanation. This wasn't just a Eurasian lynx. It was a Eurasian lynx from medieval times.
When I approached the cat, it seemed nice, but then it took out a sword threatening to slice my head off in the name of Bertha of Kent.
We called for backup and showed up on the scene to find a Eurasian cat hoisting a sword like it was the Green Knight from medieval times.
How would they capture this beast?
We bought 6 cases of Fancy Feast to lure him closer and then challenged him to a joust. As he prepared his lance and put his helmet on, we just threw a blanket over his head. But when we went to uncover him and sedate him, he had vanished.
On the next episode of Uncover, the Anna and Raven Master Cat Podcast, where is Garfield?
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.